my parents both went to school in Mexico. My dad went to the third grade, and my mom went to the second grade. And then there were six of us, including me and in my family. And my mom and dad always, although we were migrant workers, like many stories you'll hear of people, I could mention a bunch of them, starting with Moses Camarena, who's been a lifelong friend of mine, and Preciado, also. Migrant workers, you know, we used to go to California and work the summers and then come back. At the time, originally, we lived in El Paso, Texas, where, incidentally, I went to the same kindergarten school that Glenn Maley went to in El Paso, which was told to me by his sister, Pearl Garcia, told me that we were in the same school. But that, boy, that talk about a long time ago. But we, education always was, mom and dad always knew that if they would have had more education, their lives and our lives would have been a lot easier. Consequently, they never interfered with our education. They never said, you know, stay working in the fields till the crop's over, and then you come to school, and which would have put us into October, starting school late and all that. They never did that. I remember in El Paso, we used to get out of school. The day that we were getting out of school, that the school ended in the springtime, Mom had the pickup loaded and packed, and we'd come to California and work the summer. 2 days before school started in El Paso, we'd pack up and go back to El Paso, and we'd be there first day of class. So consequently, education in our family was always very important. And Arizona Western College has played, except for my oldest sister, who graduated from high school in El Paso in 1960, except for her, the rest of us, all five of us came to Arizona Western College. All five of us, in a major part, Arizona Western College has been responsible for all five of us having good careers. All five of us had excellent opportunities during our lives because of what we did here at Arizona Western College. I've got four brothers, and all of them but one, the baby of the family, is not retired. He's the only one still working. The rest of us are all retired, had good careers, were able to raise our families comfortably. And again, in part, having a community college locally was very important to us. Culturally, it's difficult to leave being Hispanic. It's difficult to leave family and go away to either the military or go away to college or go away to another career or another job or whatever, you know. And having AWC here in Yuma was very, very fortunate for us.